Hi everybody, it me. Apparently I haven't made an artist sway video since like August of last year. Whoops! 12-week recovery program for creativity? More like 12-month recovery program. Am I right? Honestly, I'm probably going to like reread the book and like go through it again at some point this year, but I still want to like finish getting through all the chapters. Honestly though, like as an artist, I think it's a good idea to like do this program, book challenge, whatever, like on a regular basis for growth and development, all of that stuff. But anyway, here's week 10. We're almost there. We're almost there. This one was really interesting. If you like being called out, this chapter, whoo! So chapter 10 is about recovering self-protection. So the creativity is the God or source or universe energy that's flowing through us. And shutting down that flow is a protective measure that gives us a sense of control. So we might block ourselves from our creativity by numbing with things like food, drugs, alcohol, work, relationships, sex, etc., etc. We might have an obsession with a painful love interest to victimize ourselves. Blink, blink. And that drowns out our creative power. Anybody feeling called out by this? Anybody? I am. In regards to sex, the author says, novel possibilities suddenly become greater than actually writing our novel. And she goes on to say, because like the author who wrote this like based this book off of the same model that like 12-step addiction like recovery programs use. So she goes on to say, like, food and alcohol and money and work and sex and all those things, they're not bad, but like abusing these things is. And fear is what causes us to grab for one of these blockages, or we turn to our drug of choice to block our creativity when we feel the anxiety of our inner emptiness. And we feel it as a void and not potential for creative growth. Wowza. So, in order to combat this, she recommends that we try to use the anxiety as fuel. And I like how she talks about workaholism, because right now, like, as y'all are seeing, like, the great resignation is happening right now, and I feel like it's helping a lot of people get in touch with things that, like, actually matter to them. But she describes workaholism as an addiction that is supported by society, capitalist society in particular. So, in order to combat this, she asks, how much time a week do you allot for fun? Even an hour a week of play can help. And this is so important. Something that I have started doing for myself is, like, at the end of my workday, I let myself, like, kind of, like, zone out for an hour. Like, I'll go on social media or whatever. Then I make dinner, and then I spend, like, at least an hour either journaling or having a music jam session or drawing or something, just to allow myself like some like creative playtime. She says that workaholism is deadening and it often creates a drought for our creativity. So true, so true. I noticed that whenever I've had jobs where I felt like so much of my time was being demanded by it, I did not feel in touch with my creativity during that time, like at all. Then she talks a little bit of jealousy. So seeing others succeed. So like if you get intimidated when you see others succeed, ask yourself this, rather than seeing what is possible. So like rather than like seeing someone do something that maybe you want to do and you're like, wow, like I could do something similar to that, but in my own way. Or like, oh, I could sing too. This is what I would sing if I was a singer, or this is the movie I would write if I was a screenplay, whatever. Rather than like choosing to see things that way, We see other people succeeding as an opportunity to judge and lament. Oof. And that is like, that's one reason why, like, I hate competitive energy. I hate when people like see things as a contest or see everything as like an opportunity to one up each other. I just don't have time for it. It's like, cool, you do this art form too? Cool. Like, me doing that art form isn't a threat to you, and you doing that art form isn't a threat to me. We're both doing our own things. We might have like similarities, but like, you're you and I'm me. Like, I'm not gonna waste my time or like sacrifice like my creative energy just because like someone else is doing something too. That would be like saying like, well, I'm not gonna learn how to play guitar because I wanna be the only guitar player in the world. Like, you have to get past that shit. Like, yeah, there's billions of other guitar players in the world, but no one's gonna play exactly the way that you play. So like, get over that shit. I also wanna share two quotes that I heard about. Okay, one of the quotes was about like competition and all of that, and it said, I don't compete because you can't have what's mine and I don't want what's yours. Like, there's no threat. There's room for everybody. Another quote I really like that I heard about not comparing yourself to people or being afraid that there's not enough room for you to try like something new or like to try to get into a certain industry or a certain art form because you're afraid it's oversaturated. Go to the water bottle aisle of any grocery store. Go to the water bottle aisle of any grocery store. There are still people making different brands for water, okay? Like, I promise there's room for you to make a niche for yourself. There's room for everybody. That's my own tangent. But anyway, the author says, we can't afford that kind of thinking. We can't afford that, like, lamenting that someone else is doing something that we want to do. We don't have time for that shit, okay? So, she says, instead, ask what you're doing to work towards your dreams. You see someone doing something that you wish you could do, rather than get upset at them, turn it inward and be like, what am I doing? How much time am I spending a day, a week, a month towards working on my craft, towards learning, towards, you know, asking for mentorship or reaching out to other people who are doing what I want to do to learn from them? What are you doing? What are you doing? She goes on to say that originality means being true to ourselves, and competition is stemming from a need to win the approval of others. So in order to have approval for ourselves, we have to show up for ourselves. That's what really matters. Okay, so now there's like the challenge for the week. So one of them was to write, where was it? Okay. Write a quick list of 10 things that you love. Then write down 5 small victories. Then do one lovely thing for yourself each day this week. And then the other activity, you get 7 small strips of paper and you write on each one, alcohol, drugs, food, sex, work, money, relationships, family, friends. And then you put them in a jar or an envelope and then you pull 7 times. And you write down how many times you pull each of the different cards. So you might pull food multiple times and you might not pull work at all or whatever. I found this to be really interesting. I mean, it kind of reminds me of like tarot card pulls where like, you know, some of it's like not totally accurate. And then some of it you're like, I feel called out and attacked and I'm in this picture and I don't like it kind of energy. But I thought it was pretty interesting. Hydrate or dehydrate. I don't really use alcohol, so that doesn't really get in the way of my creativity. Weed is interesting because if I accidentally have like too much, like too early in the day, sometimes it can make me a little forgetful, or I can like forget like what I meant to do for the day. But then on the other hand, if I take a hit like right before I go into an activity where I want to be in a creative space, shit fucking works. I just like get into a flow and I feel focused and like all I can like focus on is like the feeling of like being in that flow, and it's really wonderful. But if I have too much, I can also get the munchies, which can lead to the other category of food being a blockage. So yeah, like emotional eating or like being like, oh, I have stuff to do, but I'm gonna get a snack first or two snacks. And then work, like as I said earlier, I mean, I've totally had jobs where I didn't have boundaries with my time, and so I never had playtime or leisure time to focus on what I wanted. So then I was like resentful of my job, but then I felt like I was tied to it because I needed it for money to like barely survive. And that totally got in the way of my creativity. Now I have boundaries. I have my own clients that I like working with. The work I do is creative for my day job. And then I have a strict weekends off policy with very, very rare exceptions. So that has been excellent. Work-life balance, so important. But the one that I really want to talk about is like relationships. No relationship is worth sacrificing your personal development. And I'm not saying like be so obsessed with your personal development that you're like a narcissist or you like actually don't give a shit about anybody, because that's hurtful. But like at the same time, like don't sacrifice yourself and your dedication to yourself for other people who might not have your best interest in mind. I say this as a recovering people pleaser who really thought that like it was my job to make people like me, or that it was my job to make other people happy. Here's my example. When I was in college, every Friday night, the dance studio that I worked at would have like this like Friday night like dance party thing. We'd go to the studio, we'd teach each other different tricks, we'd have some wine and snacks, and we'd like cheer each other on while we learn new dance moves. And it was great because it's like I'm getting the exercise, I'm learning new stuff, I'm building my confidence, I'm building up other people's confidence by hyping them up, and I'm having this really great camaraderie with awesome, sexy dance babes. Then I started dating this guy who just like love bombed me. Within like a month of our relationship, he was telling me that I was his one. Red flag, red flag. But this was BB before boundaries. And so I didn't realize that that was actually manipulative and unhealthy. And I honestly thought that it was my job to make other people like me. So when we first started dating, he said, I'm gonna be really sad if I don't get to see you this Friday. And it was like, oh no, like you being sad is like the worst thing in the world. And it's my job to prevent that. So you know what I did? I stopped going to that Friday night dance class. I was missing out on all the things I mentioned earlier about all the benefits of going to that Friday night dance party for some dude who lived with his mom and like would only play video games 24/7 and like refused to get a job. Honey, no, we're not doing this to ourselves anymore. We have standards, okay? So, yeah, like as like an artist, if you don't have supportive people in your circle, like it's so important to evaluate that shit. And like, you know, maybe that means being a lone wolf for a while you figure it out, or just like being really selective about who you spend your time and your energy with, because there are people who are gonna drain you. There are people who are gonna be jealous and like they don't want to see you succeed. There's gonna be people who just like don't have boundaries, and so they don't understand when you set your own. But that's just a whole thing that we need to talk about. And you know that too. It's like that's not to say that we should like boycott relationships. It's just like put yourself first before connecting with other people, you know? And yeah, I think that that's like some scarcity thinking, like skipping out on your personal time because you're afraid that someone's not gonna like you anymore is scarcity thinking. There's enough D and V and B in the world. It's not worth it. And the people who support you will stand out, and that's how you know that you found your people who aren't draining your creative energy or your energy in general. They should actually encourage it. So yeah, that is week 10 of The Artist's Way, and there's like two more of these, and after that I'm probably gonna redo it for this year as well, like on my own without streaming it on YouTube. But yeah, that's all for now. Bye.